السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. مفتي عبد القادر صاحب، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you this beautiful Tuesday morning, the first of Safar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you and the entire Ummah Afia. Allah grant us all good health and tawfiq to become da'i ila Allah. Allah ta'ala grant ijtima great success and let us all become true ambassadors of Islam. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Allah Ta'ala grant you good health. Allah Ta'ala take great work of deen from you. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ana salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the supplications and du'as. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the first of Safar 1446. Read the dua Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin, the mention in Abu Dawood. So we say Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, make this month of Safar a month of khair and goodness for us and the entire Ummah and Muslimah, wa Rushdin, and a month of righteousness. So Almighty Allah will make it a wonderful month, a month of victory in various parts of the world for the Ummah. Alhamdulillah, today with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 37, Surah Safat, verses 25, 26, 27. So now, before they enter Jahannam and the hellfire, the non-Muslims who are sane and mature, so the question will be posed to them, Ma lakum la tanasarun? What's wrong with you? You are not assisting one another? You're not helping one another? You used to claim and make big, big claims, like how the haramis, the Zionist terrorists, war criminals, guilty of genocide in the whole world knows that. They will say, no, we're acting according to international law. So Almighty Allah will pose this question. The angels will pose this question. What's wrong? You're not helping one another? بَلْ هُمُ الْيَوْمَ مُسْتَسْلِمُونَ نَيْ هُمُ الْيَوْمَ مُسْتَسْلِمُونَ. Today, the day of justice, the day of judgment, they themselves, مُسْتَسْلِمُونَ, they will be surrendering, they will be submitting, they know they are guilty as charged, no mitigating circumstances, and there will be overwhelming evidence. The land and the sand will bear testimony against them. يَوْمَ إِذِنْ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. Go read chapter 99, the first four or five verses, and you will find the evidence there. Then the lums will be speaking against them and testifying against them. Read Surah Yasin. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَائِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. That their hands, their feet, everything will bear testimony. Then Kiram and Katibin, the angels who documented, recorded, wrote everything, will bring the documentary evidence. Almighty Allah will ask them, are you guilty now? In the light of all this evidence, they will say yes. So Allah will say, this is my justice system, adlam min Allah. Now you are dispatched straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. So that is the meaning. Bal nay, they won't ask one another for help. Why? Humul yawm, yawma mustaslimun, because now they will be submitting, surrendering. They know now there is no scope for them, no rescue for them, no one to grant them any assistance. Chapter number 66, verse number 7, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us the Muslims and addresses us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ay iman walo, O you who believe, 89 different places, ala sabilil ikram wa takrim, to elevate our rank and status. For the non-Muslims who are sane and mature, Almighty Allah addresses them one place only. Chapter 66, verse number 7, and this is what Almighty Allah addresses them. Ya ayyuhalladhina kafaru, O you non-Muslims, Jews, Christians, Hindus, Buddhists, atheists, call them whatever they want to, satanic church or whatever church. So, O you non-Muslims, today, la ta'tadhirul yawm, do not cite and give any excuses today, the day of justice, the day of judgment. Innama tujzawna ma kuntum ta'malun. Indeed, you will only be punished according to your deeds and your actions. So that is Almighty Allah telling us. Mentioning the non-Muslim ones, that also not in this world, on the day of justice, to humiliate them, disgrace them forever, eternal doom and eternal gloom. Now, وَأَقَبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ, and now when they're entering Jahannam and in the fire and in the inferno, اللَّهُمَّ أَجِرْنَا مِنَ النَّارِ, Ya Allah, you save and protect us from Jahannam, then they will be looking at one another, then they'll be posing questions to one another, posing questions, blaming one another. You were the leaders, you led us astray, and we were the sheep and followers, we just followed you. رَبَّنَا آتِهِمْ ضِعْفَيْنِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ وَالْعَنْهُمْ لَعْنًا كَبِيرًا. Ya Allah, these crooked leaders of ours, you punish them and give them double punishment, that their crimes are double fold, that they led us astray and they made us believe that they are well wishers. Does that not resonate with today's politicians, Muslim, non-Muslim? Majority of them are there just to fill their pockets and lead the people astray, because they know the masses are asses. Chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verses 67 and 68. Go see everything in the Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 1st of Safar, Gaza genocide, day number 305. We present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Say Bismillah, say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. 3 jutlas dispatched to hell, 4 are injured very, very critically, 2 others are injured. We say Alhamdulillah. Some are in transit, waiting to enter Jahannam and get filled in the roast, get roasted and toasted. Now listen, all you Jutlas and Haramis. Listen, all you Zionists. You know, various countries have their own human rights. The human rights in Israel said there is systematic torture, humiliation, beating, raping, and all that goes on in the Israeli prisons of the Palestinians. 55 of them were interviewed by these people, that is, the hardest people who are in charge, what they will call that, the human rights organization, bait something. Bait also is Arabic word, they stole that also from Arabic. Nevertheless, so these people, the house of human rights, so they said that there is all this going on. Israel doesn't know what to say, because this is their own people. And I'm telling you, this is not now, it's just coming to light now. This is going on for 76 years and more. You must remember this. It is the time the Israeli Zionist apartheid terrorist rogue Nazi regime must be called out, named and shamed. الرحيم وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء. Allah has cursed them forever. Allah will punish them forever. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Yesterday's Haaretz newspaper writes, the rape of prisoners in Israel is the latest remember tactic being used and the lowest moral that they can reach. So that is your own newspaper and your own organizations. We don't quote from our sources. We're quoting from your sources, you haramis. Hamas is strengthened despite 10 months of war. Who said that, CNN? You haven't broken Hamas. You have just increased their resolve. One settler, one bullet, and we will settle the issue. You can't even defend them with America's help, Europe's help, everybody helping you who are shaitan and oulad of Satan just like you. And Hamas is getting stronger and stronger, and you can see the world is standing with them, the majority of them who's got common sense. Hasina the Harami, another Murtadda, another shaitan, runs away from Bangladesh. She goes to her mushrik friends and so forth and lands in India, there in Ghaziabad, and now she will be mulling what to do for the future. So according to the latest press reports, they say she's thinking of going from there to London because they stole millions of dollars and they have it in their lush accounts and plush accounts and all that. So they know once they enter the West, then they will get asylum and so forth, because these people are corrupted to the core. Another example of tu'til mulka man tasha wa tanzi'ul mulka mimman tasha. Allah gives kingdom, government to whomsoever he wishes. He snatches it away from whoever he wishes. Bangladesh was given independence 71. Thousands and hundreds of thousands of people lost their lives. And then you find their politics is rotating around two women. One is Sheikh Hasina and one is that Khalida Zia. So she ran away. Hasina the Harami ran away. And you see Khalida Zia, who was in jail, she is released. And now she may be formed a new government if the army allows it. In the interim, Waqir is Waqar, I think. But you know these Westerners, they don't know how to spell our Arabic names. So Waqar Zaman, he is the chief of the army. He says that we will rule. There's no curfew, there's no military rule as yet, but we will try and negotiate with all the political parties, try and reach an amicable solution. A great, great victory for the Bangladeshis. Allahu Akbar. And 15 years she ruled, and she thought India will come to her rescue. Nobody comes to your rescue. They all learn from America. We have no friends. We only have interests. They will use you, and then they will drop you. That is what they did. Now you haramis, listen. This is again in your Haaretz newspaper. Your minister of finance, he should be charged for war crimes. He's a super terrorist. He should be hanged in public if we get our hands on him. So remember the minister of finance, and that is of Israel, Smotrich the Harami. He says to starve the Gazans is also a moral thing. We can starve them, it's very moral, but the world will not allow it. Can you believe that? Supposed to be a minister of finance. Where's your human rights now? You Americans, you Germans, you French, and all you haramis put together, you Saudis and you Arab regimes, boot licking and licking their front side and back side. So remember, you whole lot murtads and shaitan, you must remember that. Al khabithatu lil khabithin. Israelis kidnapped 2,000 bodies from Gaza. Can you believe this? Israel kidnapped 2,000 bodies from the graveyards in Gaza. And then what they will do? They will steal their certain parts, all that, and then they will return them then to the Palestinians. And this is the biggest crooks, haramis, terrorists, steal the land, steal the mosque, steal the olive trees, steal the organs and all that of the Palestinians. And the only democratic dispensation in the Middle Middle East, the most moral army in the world. My foot, remember that, the biggest harami on this earth, and therefore you and America both falling. Let's come to that story now. The Nikkei in Japan, the worst day in its history, and now it's regaining some of its losses. America, remember, the stock market there also is collapsing, and they're going to enter a recession, and Trump is blaming Biden and Harris for the crash. One is sleeping and one doesn't know whether they're coming or going, so Trump is blowing his trumpet. Israel also facing big collapse, remember, in their stock market and so forth. So that is what happens there. So Almighty Allah is punishing them. Every Jutla run away. We come in to take over the whole of Palestine, whether you like it or not, remember that. Okay, Islamophobia in Britain. Just see the thuggery, the domestic terrorism targeting the Muslims. Who's behind all this? The Jutlas. You see, Britain said, if this guy Netanyahu and Gallant and them are arrested, we have no objections with the new government. And Starmer, and they thought Starmer will be always standing for them. He said, no, you can arrest them. We got no problem. So the Jutlas got their agents, and they caused all that. It had nothing to do with Islam and Muslims, but now they target our Muslims, and they will damage their cars, break their windows, and cause harm, throw acid on our Muslim women, and so forth. More than 400 arrested. But remember, these are whiteys. They won't charge them for terrorism. They will tell them that, you know, public violence, and so forth, and so on. Why you don't say what it is, Starmer and company? You must say that this is terrorism on behalf of these people, and then punish them. But we know how your laws work and so forth. 9 people of the United Nations fired. They said they were also partially involved in the 7th October last year. To me, this is all cooked up. You must remember this, because America puts a lot of pressure, Israel puts a lot of pressure, and so forth. Look at MBS and his government. Khainul Haramain Sharifain. You know what is Khadimul Haramain Sharifain? The people who are making khidmat and serving Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah according to Islam. One is Khainul Haramain Sharifain. That's the title we use. So those were the treacherous people, the haramis, the murtads. So that's what you got in Saudi Arabia. They had a big bash, a big musical festival, millions of dollars spent, remember, the past week, the past month, and the months to come. This is the new Saudi Arabia. But speak one word against them, then they will sentence you for years, or you criticize them more and more, then they will give the death penalty, and they will tell you that that is Islam, and so forth and so on. Allahu Akbar. And the American soldiers wounded, injured in Iraq. So Iraq is waking up now, because we will never forgive America. And if they have iman, they said, you America, you murdered and killed more than 1 million people in Iraq, 500,000 babies and children, and Madeleine Albright, the Jutli Harami Jewess, roasted and toasted in hell forever. So she said it's well worth it. You see that? This is their human rights. These are their Secretary of State. This is their democracy. The biggest murderers, remember, and terrorists. Allah is punishing America. More than 250,000 people, no power, no electricity in Georgia. And remember, they're facing more rain in South Carolina or wherever, and big, big storms are coming to America. Allahumma ahlikhum kama ahlakta Aad wa Thamud. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. India suspends all air and rail travel to Bangladesh. They say very, very dangerous and so forth. Turkey is jumping on the bandwagon. Turkey to join South Africa in the genocide case. Israel, Erdogan, what took you so long? You should have joined us long time, remember that. So now only you'll woke up. Hurricane Debbie is going to hit Florida. They're going to see stars daytime, the haramis. So America is being lashed with hurricanes. America is being lashed by, remember that it's rain, and it is being lashed by also no power. So many things happening there. But I thought you guys say you are a superpower. You are a zero power. Allah will decimate you in 1 second, 1 moment. Innama amruhu idha arada shay'an ay yaqula lahu kun fayakun. Be and it is. So Allah is just giving you samples and examples for all the zulm, oppression, transgression, apartheid you did. Delta Airlines from America is suspending flights to Tel Aviv. We're not going to fly to you. To you, Jutla, it's too dangerous. Maybe Hamas put us out of action right till September 1. Imagine their best friends don't want to come and fly there. So millions and billions and trillions of dollars for them. Nuksan, damage, and big problems for them. Imran Khan, he is still the master of chaos. You see that? He is 1 year exactly in jail, and the Pakistani forge, the government and the army, subchor, 99% bunch of crooks, Maulana, no Maulana, all collecting money from the front, from the back. Say, bay, Amara kam yu'minuna bil ghayb nahi, Amara kam yu'minuna bil jayb hai. Our function is not to believe in the unseen, our function is to fill our pockets. So he is now still running the show, because if they know they have free and fair elections, even today, Imran will win by landslide victory. What a crazy story in Pakistan. Listen to Canada. These are the people who are supposed to be the first world. So Montreal, we've been to Montreal, and there they have McGill University. So there the lecturer was teaching, he told the students, to the doctoral students doing PhD, I just took permission, I said, sir, I want to sit in your class. He said, sit, sit, tafadhal. He was an Arab-Palestinian, but Christian, not Muslim. So he told his students there that Imam Shafi'i was a Shia. So I'm wondering that none of the students, like idiots and sheep, they're writing down. So I'll come back to that. So Montreal says they're going to open the bars and the clubs for 24 hours. So you'll get more drunkies and drunkards and more gays and lesbians and all these things there, day and night. That is their progress, remember. So I asked him, you, mister, that's what you told their students. What Imam Shafi'i said in Diwanu Shafi'i? Lokana Rivda Hubbu Ali Muhammadi Fal Yashadi Thakalan Anni Rafidi. What do you have to say about that? He got a shock. Imam Shafi'i Rahimullah in his Diwan Shafi'i, the anthology of his poetry, which his students and them compiled, he said, lo, hypothetically, and for argument's sake, if Shia Azam was really, really the love for the family of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then let the heavens and the earth, let human being and jinn all bear testimony that I'm a Shia. Meaning, it's a big lie that they say they love the family of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They murdered and martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh. They murdered and martyred Sheikh Ismail Haniya rahimahullah al-shaheed. So that just came in, but it's not to do with the family of Nabi alayhi salam, but to bring to your notice. And then they hate Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. They hate Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha and say they're non-Muslim, Allah forbid. So the wives of Nabi alayhi salam, you call non-Muslim and you claim you love Nabi alayhi salam's family. So he said, no, qila, some ulama said that, you see. So Allah Ta'ala sent us there to defend the truth and defend the Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah in Montreal. Let's come to South Africa. And remember, Sadi Power says, we can't enter Madran and sort out all the, you know, the problems with power and lights and so forth, because we ourselves are so frightened, there will be great violence there. They will give us a good hiding. That is our South Africa. EFF condemns the protest in Britain. Well done, Malema, you must take those whiteys and expose them, name them, shame them, and nail them. The Libyans, 95, are back in jail and they're shouting there in White River. Maybe more Gardi can hear them also. Libya, 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 we want to go home. No, you must go jail. You must speak the truth. Who hired you? What you were doing here? What you wanted to bring a coup d'etat? So you'll have to speak the truth. Then then we will let you go back after you serve term here in South Africa. My brother Dawood Monley, our engineer, inshallah, this Thursday, Friday, will be there in Overport and surrounding for those of you who want to tune up your radios, not installation, not buying, selling, just to tune up. So don't waste his time and your time. So if you want, then you contact him and give him your name, address and everything. He'll come to you Thursday, Friday, inshallah. So Dawood Monley, 063-403-2743. Our programs for today, 8:30 to 9, interview Mona Zahid, will interview Mona Musa Lahir, mashallah. Then 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage. 1 to 2, inshallah al-Aziz, will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran. G. Mona Salim, we have 17, 18 minutes left, inshallah, till the news. So let's fire up with all the questions that we received, alhamdulillah.
Mufti Saab, my wife works in a marketing company and recently her manager had asked her to take on an alcohol brand to do marketing for. Is this acceptable?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Every Muslim knows what is the golden maxim and the golden rule enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 5, verse number 2. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. You must cooperate with one another in piety and righteousness. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. You must not cooperate in sin and transgression. So chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 2. Now they want your wife that she must market, advertise alcohol and so forth. So you should be the one to show your wife and tell her that Quran Kareem says all this, everything related to alcohol and so forth, ritsum min amali shaitan. It is what? It is the handiwork of Satan. It's napak and haram. Fajtanibu, you must abstain. La'allakum tuflihun. Then only you will be successful. Chapter number 5, verses number 1991. Show you read it, show your wife. Chapter 5, verse 1991. So that's one side of the coin. Second side of the coin, which kind of clothing must she wear when she works for this company? How many salat does have to compromise? How many men has she interact with? So her whole income is haram. And remember, Quran has said for women to go outside every day, dress like this, do the Monsieur Salat, all haram. Remember that. Chapter 33, verse 33. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. A woman's place in Islam is at home and not going there and there and all that. This is how we compromise ourselves. Today they're telling her she must market alcohol, tomorrow market what? You see that? You can understand what I'm saying. So therefore, brothers, whatever Islam says is always the best for all times and all places.
Mufti Saab, a Christian argued that in the Quran, Allah says that his words cannot be corrupted. Yet we believe that the Torah and Injil was the words of Allah, but it got corrupted. How do we reply to this?
Very easy. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the Noble Quran teaches us chapter number 15, verse 9. Write down, my brother, Christian, Jew, Hindu, whatever you are, chapter 15, verse 9. Inna nahnu, definitely, surely, we only, exclusivity, nazzalna dhikra, we revealed this reminder piecemeal, gradually, so only Almighty Allah revealed it, the divine books and scriptures, all the books and scriptures of the past were revealed, one shot, one go. This is the unique feature, characteristic of the Quran. It was revealed over a period of time, 23 years, and then Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah received it and then taught the people. Until today we continue teaching the people, alhamdulillah. Then وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ, and surely we will protect it, preserve it. The Quran is the only divine book and scripture in its pristine purity, authority. And you see millions, not million, millions of people, male, female, adult and children, are hafiz, and they have memorized the entire Quran Sharif. So that is chapter 15, verse 9. The enemies of Islam, they try their level best to corrupt the text of the Quran via the internet and so forth. Always they humiliate themselves. Now for you, the Christian, the Jews, all these other people, Allah never took guarantee of the previous books and scriptures. Allah handed it over to your Pope, to your priest, to your pastors, to your rabbis, and to your scholars. Go read chapter 5 and verse number 44. Quran says that لِلَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالرَّبَّانِيُّونَ وَالْأَحْبَارُ بِمَا اسْتُحْفِظُوا مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَكَانُوا عَلَيْهِ شُهَدَاءَ. Chapter 5, verse 44. Almighty Allah entrusted it to you, the Jews, your rabbis, your scholars, and to you, the pastors and the priests. You must guard it. So where are they going to guard it? You know the jutla, they'll sell their mother for money and so forth and so on. So you know the Christians, you can just see all the pedophilia going on there in the church and so forth. So what happens is this, that they went and corrupted the text of the Torah, the Injil, the Gospel, the Bible and the Torah. Rich men came, then they changed the text to suit him, and you just put money in my back pocket or front pocket. So that is why we call them scholars for dollars. So you to blame, don't blame Almighty Allah. Allah entrusted it to you and you made khianat in amanat, you committed breach of trust. Chapter 5, verse 44.
Mufti Sahab, why do the Taliban brothers not join Hamas in the war? It will be great if they join. Inshallah, they'll finish these Zalim and Zionists once and for all.
Remember, the Taliban said this long time, that you Arab countries sit in your qusur. You don't have to go to the Kubur, and just open your borders, whether it is Saudi Arabia, whether it is Emirates, whether it is Egypt, whether it's Jordan. You just open your borders and allow us dukhul entry. We will do the rest. You sit in your kusur, in your palaces, and you will not go to your Kubur. We're not telling you to go for jihad, because we know that you are cowards, you are murtads, you are aulad and children of Satan and Lucifer. Just open your borders and we will be there. So, but these zalims, what Saudi Arabia said, what Egypt said, what Jordan said, if any rocket missile comes from Iran in the direction of Israel and is passing our airspace, we will shoot it. These haramis are protecting Israel. So therefore, they don't want to allow, you must remember, that the Taliban and Hamas to come together. But for how long? Makaru wa makar Allah. They're plotting and planning, but Allah has his master plan. The true Muslim countries and Muslim people will join forces, and the whole Israel will implode. As it is, you can see, they in debt now, not in millions and billions, it's gone into trillions if you look at everything. So politically, militarily, socially, the exodus from Israel and so forth and so on. They can't beat Hamas, they can't beat Hezbollah. America doesn't want to get involved because it's an election year, and they know that whichever party does that, they will lose, because the American people are fed up. $18 billion US dollars given to Israel in this year alone. So what about us? We are begging. Yeah, we don't have housing, we don't have medical health, we don't have food, we can't pay rental, we can't pay insurance. 101 things the Americans are complaining about. They're waking up now and seeing their government are total haramis and giving more to Israel, the rogue terrorist Nazi regime guilty of genocide compared to the own people, whether it's Republican or whether it's Democrats, both sides haramis.
Mufti Saab, is it a problem if I wear black soap every day?
No problem. You must not consider it is compulsory. You must not consider it that you get more sawab and so forth. So sometimes change. You know, kullu jadidin laziz. Every day your husband sees you, the wife, black. He says, this wife of mine is a little bit tipsy or what. So this tomorrow, Thursday, Friday is Women's Day. For us, every day is Women's Day. We must kiss our mother's hand. We must show love to our wives, our daughters, sisters, all that. So these haramis, that is what they do. Then they will complain of gender violence and all that. But your laws are favoring all these type of things there. That if the person is guilty, raping and so forth, then what happens? There's no death penalty or anything. Islam says, hang them and then see what will happen. So remember, that is what you must do in cases like this. So that now we wasting millions and billions on pester and this character. So why you don't just use a death penalty and so forth? They burn people and what they did and so forth. But your justice system, your criminal system, your laws and constitution are not worth the paper on which is written. So that is the big problem you are facing here. Otherwise, you must remember, if you apply the Islamic rule and law, everything will work out properly. So that is our stance on that matter.
Mufti Saab, is it normal for a Muslim man to be occupied with such things as TVs, movies, mobile phone? When his wife tells him it's Azan time, please switch off the TV, he tells her, don't read Salah anymore because you hurt my feeling. This is the case of my friend. Can you please advise? Can she ask for khula?
In a case like this, I'll come to it now. I was just telling you about it, Women's Day. And you, the sister who's wearing black all the time, sometimes wear grey, sometimes wear brown, sometimes wear navy blue. You don't have to wear shocking pink and shock your husband, you see that. So that you will then attract too much attention. So change it now and then. So you must remember, kullu jadidin laziz. You know, new things are delicious also. So your hubby will tell you, my poor people, my darling, my sweet pie, my sweetheart, you're looking so smart today. So you will change a little bit also. Don't be like foot with your husband also, 6:30 and 9:30 and all that. Now this person who tells his wife, you mustn't read Salat, you're hurting my feelings, you're a murtad, you're out of the fold of Islam. When your wife tells you to read Salat and so forth, you tell her that she is hurting your feelings. Quran says, وَإِذَا نَادَيْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ اتَّخَذُوهَا هُزُوًا. So they make it a joke and so forth. وَذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They are such people, they got no brains. And you're making a mockery of it and hurting your feelings. What about you making a mockery of Salat and so forth? So regarding that, the Quran itself says, regarding Salat specifically, and I give you the reference as well, وَإِذَا نَادَيْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ اتَّخَذُوهَا هُزُوًا وَلَعِبًا ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Chapter 5, verse number 58. Second one, you're making a mockery of Islam. And you, sister, don't talk of khula and that. You pack your bags up and you go to your parents' place. Your husband is out of the fold of Islam. Remember that I said so. Quran is saying so. وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ. And if you ask them, these type of people, you're making a mockery and all, they say, no. لَيَقُولُنَّا. They will say, إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُودُ وَنَلْأَبْ. We are just being light-hearted and joking and so forth. قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. What, you play with Allah and mock Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Quranic verses and the Prophet, peace be upon him. كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. You are mocking. لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا. Don't cite any excuses now. قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. You kafir, non-Muslim, murtad, out of the fold of Islam, after you had iman. Chapter 9, verse number 65, 66. Because there's no need for khula, there's no need for nothing. Your nikah is broken and you go into iddat. And remember, go to your parents' place. That is my advice and fatwa regarding the issue as the question was posed.
Mufti Saab, I had a lung transplant. My son donated one of his lungs to save my life. In the process, he passed away. Before our operations, we both wrote out our wills. What happens now to his share? I have one daughter only.
In a case like that, Allah Ta'ala grant your son Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So yeah, there are three different scenarios. Scenario number one is this, that he donated his lung to you and he felt, I want to save my father's life. So we say that's permissible. وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. When you try and save somebody's life, then it's like saving the entire human race, remember that. Some ulama say it's not permissible. So that is taqwa, precaution and so forth. There's different opinion, but when it is done in emergency cases, nothing to do with cosmetic and aesthetic reasons, then you're not selling anything and so forth. With conditions, then we say it's permissible. So inshallah, Allah will reward him for that generous gesture of his. Subsequently, he passed away. So he passes away on his appointed time. Next issue is this, you wrote a will. So remember, in Islam, only those people there will inherit who are alive. So when you pass away, Baji, O father, O uncle, so first, burial, funeral expenses. Second, the debts of the deceased, your personal debts, corporate business debts, all must be settled immediately. Third is wasiyah. So I don't know, you didn't mention it, but I'm working on the assumption your son was married and he got a wife, your daughter-in-law and children. So you can bequeath for them. Remember, they won't be heirs. So you can bequeath for them, and that is your son's children and so forth and so on. So up to one third. So if he's married and he has children, if you want to, it's your prerogative. And then the fourth one will be that the shares of the heir. If you only got your parents are deceased, I don't know, you didn't say anything about wife. So if your wife, you must remember, is alive, so 12.5% for her, and then 50% for the daughter, you must remember that. And then if your parents are deceased, then your siblings will inherit. If you got brothers only, they will inherit the remainder. If you got sisters only, they'll inherit the residue. If you got brothers and sisters, then double single, that is how it will work. So that is what you should do.
Mufti Sahab, on the 9th of Muharram, I was fasting a Nafil Salah, Nafil fast. Around Asr time, I got my haze. Should I keep this fast again?
When a person kept fast, a Nafil fast, Sunnat fast, yesterday you kept fast, which was Monday, and you said that let me fast. Now in the afternoon or in the morning, anytime, your napaki, your haze, your menses started. So we're speaking about voluntary fast, Sunnah fast, not the compulsory Ramadan fast. So is Qadha compulsory? Yes, the Hanafis say. That we ask them why. They say, وَلَا تُبْتِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ, don't nullify your actions. Shafi'is, Maliki's, humbly say, when it's Sunnat, Nafil, voluntary fast, then Qadha is not compulsory. So we ask them why. They say, مَا عَلَى الْمُحْسِنِينَ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ, we were just doing a good deed. And Allah didn't make it compulsory, hence the Qadha also is not compulsory. Last question, Mawlana.
Kitab, I just want to know, how long after a baby is born must circumcision be done?
فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, in good actions, do quickly, quickly. So ulama have written, on the seventh day, it's good to circumcise, remember the baby boy. But if you delay it 14 days, 21 days, 2 months, 6 months, all that permissible. But the sooner you do it, the better it is. So that is what you must do. But you must take your son to a doctor, not to a quack. You take the whole thing off, you know. So you must remember, bichara, the child will suffer then. You see what's happening nowadays, that the Africans, they go here and there, then they suffer, and they got this, you understand, circumcision, initiation, and big problems there. So that is haram and not permissible. You want to contact my brother Dawood Monley, you in Overport, Durban, Central, surroundings and so forth, for Thursday, Friday, he'll be come to you, it's free of charge, remember, you don't pay him nothing. Yes, you want to give him a gift, that's your business. So 063-403-2743. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Jazakallahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.